Space. What endless mystery. Look at it. Wow. Who do dare uncover its secrets? The brave crew of the starship Cavalier do dare to scout the heavens, to see some moons, to take a dangerous galaxy trip. This is the true story of them that voyage among, oh, these, those stars of space. Tonight's episode is The Planet with No Chocolate, starring Carly Minardo as Katya Bushnikova, Ali Fisher as Mitzi Festerchild, Branson Reese as Delicious Donald, and Joe Lepore as everything and everyone else.
Chief Engineer's Log, Space Date 15472.D. I admit this is not my finest hour as Chief Engineer, but Mitzi has been getting in my hair lately, an ironic statement considering our individual hairstyles. So, to keep her busy, sometimes I have her scan nearby space for interesting energy anomalies. Well, Log, you'll be as surprised as I was when she came to me this morning with an actual interesting energy anomaly. Who could have guessed? On the small planet Girtho 4, Mitzi detected an unusual particle field, not unlike the fields emitted by our own hyperwarp drives. Our records indicate there is a small farming colony on the northern continent, but only about 50 individuals seem to call this planet home. Since Mitzi discovered it, I've decided to allow her to accompany me. Delicious Donald has also demanded to join us. He insists Girtho 4 may hold the key to the next stage of gumdrop development.
The camera pans over a charming, bucolic village. A gentle stream passes through town, softly pushing the water wheel of a mill. In the square, two children duel playfully with laser swords, non-lethal. With a flash, three crew members of the CSS Cavalier teleport into the square. What do we see?
You see Katya Bushnikova, a woman in her early to mid-40s with severe triangular features and a platinum blonde shock of shaggy hair. She is trim and dressed in a standard issue engineer's uniform, befitting of the chief engineer of the CSS Cavalier.
Next to her is Mitzi Festerchild. She's 30 years old and her hair is a mess.
And last but not least, rounding out the cast, is Delicious Donald, a human man whose age is unimportant to his whole deal. I'm Donald, I've taken over. I'm a circular man with rosy cheeks and blonde hair parted in the middle. I wear a pink Consilium uniform, the pleasure color, and I have a white apron stained with chocolate stains. You get me?
Quickly, some of the villagers take note of the three of you. They point and they're sort of, you know, no one's concerned, but they're taking you in definitely. And before long, a stout green man in long green robes and a yellow cummerbund approaches you.
Greetings. I am Gorfo Richardson, mayor of our little colony. I don't think we've ever had visitors from the Vanguard on our world. I wish we could throw you a lavish feast of welcome, but due to the mystery, I'm afraid we'll have to make do with a moderate feast. Have you come to aid us with the mystery?
No. We are here because we have detected an energy anomaly.
I detected it? I'm Katya. Oh, jeez. I'm Mitzi. I detected the interesting anomaly in space. I was told to do such things, and I did.
Katya looks like horrified at hearing her name come out of Mitzi's mouth like that. Yes, sorry for my assistant here. I am chief engineer of the Vanguard, Katya Boshnikova.
And I'm Delicious Donald, the ship's chocolatier. What was this I heard about a medium feast? I've never been one for feast, but I am one for desserts.
Same.
Oh, well, greetings to all of you. I don't know what to make of this anomaly, and I have to admit, I also don't know what to make of this, what did you say, chocolatier?
Yes, I deal in candies and sweet confections. If it's at the top of the food pyramid, which we brought back, then I deal in it for work.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I just had never referred to candy as this chocolate.
No chocolate? Have I been down to hell?
Excuse me.
I'm sorry, that was rude. I forget my manners when chocolate is involved. You see, and I step forward and dark shadows go over my face. For me, chocolate is a matter of life and death.
And I step back out into the light.
Okay, well, welcome all the same.
Thank you for your warm welcome. What is this mystery you speak of?
Well, I don't know how to say this, but, in the past few weeks, several of the villagers have disappeared.
Oh, jeez. Do villagers often disappear, or is this something that doesn't usually happen?
This is a thing that does not normally happen.
Oh, no.
Tell me.
Every so often, villagers will disappear because they've died.
Yeah.
Usually from old age.
Oh, very nice. A luxury.
One of the best ways to go.
But other kinds of disappearances are pretty rare here.
And tell me, have these villagers reappeared?
You said your name was Donald?
Delicious Donald, yes.
Well, Delicious, they have not reappeared. And that, in essence, is the mystery.
I grab my knees and I form into a ball and I bounce up and down going, oh, no!
Oh, is he all right?
He's actually excellent right now.
I'm in a stunning tableau now. I'm no longer bouncing. Ta-da!
Yes, Delicious Donald is our big boy. Now, back to these disappearances. How long ago did they start? And how many people disappeared at the same time?
It's always one individual at a time, and it started about 3 weeks ago.
Interesting.
The first was our carpenter, and then about 4 days later, a local farmer disappeared. Then about 3 days after that, the blacksmith disappeared. And about 2 days after that, a small child disappeared.
Oh no! Without a carpenter, how will you perform crucifixions?
Oh, we do not perform those.
And I shake his hand. I'm glad to hear it. Watch my hand, it's covered in chocolate stains.
Oh!
Katya is stroking her chin. Very interesting. Was there any occasion of note 3 weeks ago?
Not that I recall. We did have a lavish feast.
A lavish feast?
Yes, we had a lavish feast in honor of my re-election as mayor.
Ah, congratulations.
Thank you, yes.
And your name is Gorfo?
My name is Gorfo Richardson.
You said that like you were consulting a Google Doc.
Again, with these strange words I'm not familiar with. Delicious?
I'm sorry. While we're talking strange words, I've got one for you. Gumdrops. What do they mean to you?
Gumdrops. No, we don't have gumdrops here. We do have... Hold on.
Okay, well, I'm mid-gasp.
We do have gum cubes.
Oh, the color returns to my face. Oh, good. Gum cubes. What will you come up with next? What an exciting treat. I'd love to sample your gum cubes.
He reaches into his robes and pulls out a handful of multicolored gum cubes.
This is perfect. Just like gumdrops, except they won't go rolling all about the place.
I would love to try one.
You may all.
Thank you. I get all my sugar from beets.
A horrified expression crosses over Donald's face as he hears that, and he shrugs off, no, unthinkable. And I go in and I just grab as many gumdrops as I can. I'm just shoveling them into my mouth.
Mitzi eats one gum cube.
It's delicious.
She eats another?
Even better.
Now she has powers.
She eats a third.
As good as the second one.
So even better than the first. Okay.
And I turn to Mitzi and say, you've hit the gum cube plateau. It's famous in candy circles. I'm Delicious Donald. I think fans are ambivalent about me.
Oh, I'm Mitzi. I'm sure that they don't care for me.
Who cares?
Incorrect.
Oh.
Only one of us was corrected there. Uh-oh.
Gorfo, I am going to try to ask this in a way that is not condescending, but...
Oh, go on. This I'm excited for.
Can you confirm that this is not a particularly technologically advanced society?
Wow.
Can you confirm?
Home run on that one.
Ah, congratulations!
I mean a bad home run. A home run where you don't accomplish what you hoped.
This is not how baseball works.
Well, you should see how we play it.
I would love to see that.
It's golf rules. Anywho, we do strive for a simpler life here, but we, you know, we've all come from much more advanced planets. And, you know, we have, you know, at winter time, we bring out the food printers. When the harvest runs low, we enjoy a good hollow novel from time to time. Sure, we're far from the hustle bustle of the galaxy. You know, we're no space birds over here, but, you know, we get by all right.
And tell me, how is it that you fashion these gum cubes?
Well, we have a mold.
Well, that answers that.
Wow!
Is it an ice cube tray?
How did you know?
It was lucky guess. Gorfo, not that I am not immensely enjoying our time together, but is there any chance there is a more scientifically minded person I may speak with?
Well, the blacksmith was pretty knowledgeable, but as I said, she disappeared.
Oh, she! Katja turns around and, like, sort of nods approvingly to her comrades. Okay, very nice.
Yes, it was my mother! A small voice behind you pipes up.
Whoa!
Boo!
Ah! Was it us? Was it me?
No, it was someone behind
you.
Did
you say that?
Oh, hello, small person.
Behind you, you see an adorable child. A boy of about 8.
Huh.
I step forward. I'm sorry, but as a chocolatier, I have an affinity and a special bond with children. You there, little boy. Your mother's gone.
Yeah.
Disappeared. Nobody knows where she is, if she's even alive at all. I have some questions for you.
Okay.
What's the candy situation on your planet?
Well, we have gum cubes.
Yes, but anything else?
We have red vines.
Red vines? Oh, dear.
I like red vines.
I shoot a sharp look to Mitzi. Nobody likes red vines.
Mitzi dies.
Well, it's a wrap. That's a wrap on Mitzi.
Mitzi's erased from reality.
And we have the gummies that are little Coke bottles.
Oh, love those. They're a fun visual treat. There's nothing like an artificial like Coca-Cola flavor when you're eating candy. It really mixes with the fruit and chocolate medley when you're just grabbing a handful. Ooh.
Chocolate? What's chocolate?
I look at the mayor. I say, how could you? How could you deprive children of chocolate? Little boy,
I reach into my apron and I pull out just a handful of chocolate and I say, take a bite of this.
Liquid? What are we talking about here? What kind of handful of chocolate situation we got going on here?
That's a good question. A handful of Hershey Kisses.
Hershey Kisses.
The best chocolate there is.
Some of the highest quality.
Little poops.
Little poops of chalk that are brown. Surely this will delight this child.
All right. He takes one of them and he unwraps it and he holds it in his palm. And then he looks up at you skeptically. And this isn't poop?
No, although it looks exactly like poop. What horrible madman designed these? A king to me. Take a bite.
You want me to eat it?
Yes.
Delicious Donald, make a feelings roll.
Yeah, you got it. I got a success.
Okay, sir.
The child eats chocolate?
The impossible is achieved.
Somehow, Delicious Donald, you inspire this boy. He trusts you. He raises the kiss to his lips, he puts it in his mouth, and he chews. Oh, I see.
What?
Yeah, it's okay.
This should be a life-changing experience for you.
Did you say it's okay?
Yeah, it's okay. I understand the appeal.
This child is all right.
What? No, this is fucked.
This is fucked indeed.
Don't say fuck to little kid.
Yeah, I lost my mom.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's why? Otherwise, we could say fuck to you?
Delicious, lay off.
No, I'm sorry. I'm mad at this boy. Hold me back.
Mitzi holds him back.
And I'm just like, I'm very weak, but I'm like as I'm like trying to run forward and I'm like fighting Irish. I'm like, ooh, enjoy that chocolate. What's wrong with you?
Oh, I know. Maybe it's you didn't like the milk. Maybe dark or white would be your favor.
And I reach into my pocket and I throw a dark Hershey Kiss at him and a white Hershey Kiss at him.
Eat those.
Okay. He slowly unwraps them and tries each one. Oh, yeah, I see how they're different. Okay.
Good lord!
What?
Katja reaches into her tool belt and she pulls out a linear particle field induction coil. She's checking the area for energy residue, and she's particularly scanning this kid who recently lost his mother.
Make a lasers roll, Katja.
Okay.
If you dare.
I got my laser feelings!
Oh my god.
Hey!
Katja, do you want to ask me a question?
What's a good way for me to try and figure out if the disappearances started and the beginning of the energy anomaly started at the same time?
Katja.
Yeah.
I can't give you that directly, but I can point you in a direction, because when you turn on your induction coil, you instantly are getting strong readings. It seems this entire village is bathed in this particle field.
Okay, wow.
But nowhere is there a higher concentration than in the mill.
Okay. Katja's induction coil lights up, and she sees that it's really going off as she's scanning the horizon. As she pauses in front of the mill, it really starts to light up. And she turns to Gorfo and says, Gorfo, when you had feast, were there milled grains part of this feast?
Yes, I suppose we had some bread. Couldn't have a feast without bread, eh?
Absolutely not. I love bread.
Delicious Donald's laugh is only momentary. Before he had his hands to his temple and he was just like rubbing his forehead, and he goes right back to his worried expression after he laughs.
The child doesn't look chocolate.
Little boy.
Yeah?
Can you bring us to mill?
Okay.
Wow, easy kid.
It's right there. He leads you across the square towards the mill.
Katja's just scanning the area while she walks towards the mill.
The readings are getting stronger.
Is there a bakery in the square?
Yeah. In fact, there goes the baker with his tray like always.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Bonjour.
Not a character.
Oh, bonjour.
Hi.
Excuse me. Do you have bread?
Yes, of course. It's right here in my tray, like always.
Oh. Katja, do you want to check this?
Yes. Katja scans the tray of bread.
It's no stronger than anything else.
Okay.
There are definitely particles there, but it's not, like, jumping out to you as unusually strong.
You know what? Mitzi, I appreciate the initiative there.
Thanks!
If only I could get you off of chocolate.
I love chocolate!
Okay, Katja's gonna keep walking towards the mill, where the reading is the strongest.
Yeah.
Mitzi's so hot on her heels, she's mostly tripping Katja as she's trying to walk.
Donald is trailing behind, and he's just, like, chain-eating candy cigarettes. Just muttering to himself, like,
whatever's causing these disappearances are also affecting the children's taste buds. That must be it.
What's wrong, sir?
Everything. Nobody likes the taste of chocolate here, or at least one child doesn't. But if a child doesn't like chocolate, what's the point of living?
I don't know. I've been kind of lost since my mom disappeared.
I know what'll cheer you up. Here!
And I reach into my pocket and I pull out a Hershey Kiss.
Have one of these. It'll put a smile on your face.
This is the same kid.
It's the same
yeah,
child.
It's the same kid.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm face blind.
It's okay. I guess I'll have another, but...
No, if you're the same kid, it'll just be wasted. I'm not going to waste chocolate on you.
Okay.
Chocolate is supposed to bring joy and delight to people, not make them politely thank me as if they've received socks on Christmas morn.
I do love socks, though.
Good Lord.
What if they're fuzzy? No.
I like strong socks and warm vodka.
I look directly into the camera.
It seems I've beamed down to planet weird.
The camera pans over to Mitzi and Aww. Katya.
Oh, come on.
What is your name, little man?
I am Sulo.
Sulo? Okay. A boy named Sulo.
I don't get the reference.
There was no reference. Okay, here we are at Mill.
The door is ajar. You can walk right in.
I unscrew it.
While Mitzi's doing that, Katya steps over her and walks in.
Donald does a gloomy cartwheel in.
Oh. Mitzi walks in.
Katya, you see something that surprises you. You realize that this is not just a simple mill. You discover that Gorfo was right when that they weren't completely bereft of technology. For in the middle of this mill, you see a large antimatter power generator.
Ooh.
It is whirring and clanking.
Oh my goodness. How old is this thing, Joe? I feel like Katya would be able to discern it by investigating it.
Yeah, make a lasers roll.
Success.
Katya, you can tell that this model of power generator is about 30 years old.
Okay. Oh, wow.
And it looks like it hasn't. So this is a little outside your experience. You know, it's a little older than, you know, what you've trained on. It also looks like it hasn't been serviced well. It looks like it's been pretty, you know, a lot of symptoms have been addressed, but not a lot of underlying sickness, okay. If you know what I mean.
I feel like this is probably a sort of technology that gets updated pretty frequently.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe it's like it's probably many generations behind.
Yeah, like now they have an app.
Oh, my goodness. I have seen maybe one or two of these once in textbooks. She's like running her hand, she's smoothing her hand along the side of it while she's kind of, you know, holding up the induction coil to get a read.
You're getting a very strong reading. The particles do seem to be coming from this generator.
Where is Morpho?
Do you mean Gorfo?
Sean!
Yeah, I'm right here.
He walks in the mill.
Gorfo, was any...
It's Gorfo?
Okay, did the carpenter interact with this machine at all?
Oh, well, he tried. Tried his very best, but none of us are that tech-savvy.
Okay, when I said it, you seemed insulted, but now here you are coming right out.
Well, we use technology. We don't know how to fix it every single time. You know, lots of people have computers, but they can't open them up and change out the motherboard.
You are paining me the way you are saying these things. Just confirm, yes, no, the carpenter touched it. He tried to fix?
Yes, carpenter tried to fix.
Okay, you don't have to make fun of my English. Now, who is the second one who went missing?
The blacksmith.
Oh, the woman, yes. She again turns to her comrades and, like, nods.
I give you a sad thumbs up.
I give you a happy thumbs up.
And did the blacksmith try her hand at fixing this?
She has from time to time.
Let me cut to chase. Has anyone... who has gone missing, not interacted with this machine?
Yes, the child who went missing.
Oh, the child, that's right.
Yes, and I didn't go through the full list of people who've disappeared, but also the dog groomer who went missing has not interacted with this generator.
I noticed the dogs here were quite unkempt.
We quickly cut to a series of dogs who need a bath.
Oh, gosh.
And Donald is narrating. He's like, oh, look at those hairs. Out of place. Look at that scruffy fellow. I know not to feed these gentlemen chocolate.
It's delicious, Donald's pledge.
Wait a minute. Gorfo.
Yes?
Is this the child?
Huh?
We found one. So we could just wait for them to come to us.
No. Little Sulo here isn't the child that went missing. There is more than one child in our village.
Wow.
That'll be good for the future.
It's the idea.
Who is the child who went missing?
Her name was Vala.
Vala? Did she do any sports or notable activities?
She was four.
Yeah, okay.
So she did a lot of four-year-old things, I suppose.
tantrums, stories, etc.
Did she like the taste of chocolate?
We don't have chocolate here.
Good lord. Only now do I understand.
Was Fala related to any of the people who went missing?
No.
Very interesting.
She was the daughter of the town librarian.
Oh, jeez.
The signals are definitely emanating from this machine, but I cannot find a way to link it to the people who have disappeared.
We've made requests over the years for a technician to come out and service it, but we don't get a lot of visitors here on this little planet.
Well, today may be your lucky day indeed.
Oh, how so?
I am Chief Engineer of Vanguard. I feel like we talked about this earlier.
Oh, well, I guess you did mention that, but you would be willing to take a look?
I would love to take a look at this machine. I would love it far more than meeting all the different townspeople with their little jobs and watching the children reject chocolate and my comrade get sad and my other comrade is unaffected emotionally. I am way more comfortable with these machines.
All right. Well, please, by all means, I would love your expertise.
Okay, Kachi's gonna roll up her sleeves, and she's gonna crack her knuckles, and she's gonna start reaching into her tool belt, and she's gonna start investigating this thing, trying to figure out what the leak is. She's basically running diagnostics.
Mitzi, what are you doing? Are you assisting? Are you doing your own thing?
Yeah, doing the scalpel, handing the scalpel situation, you know what I mean?
Scrub nurse.
The scrub nurse. It's come to me now.
As this is happening, we cut to Delicious Donald, who has ventured outside of the village.
In a daze.
I have? I'm wandering forward.
Gasping for air.
I have to leave this terrible town where nobody knows chocolate, and I have to discover new flavors to expand my flavor palette. Perhaps I can find a fruit that I can process and stick inside of a candy.
You climb to the top of a hill, Donald, and you see...
I much prefer the going down of hills.
Sorry, let me try that again. You bounce to the top of a hill.
Easy as pie.
And there, sitting on a large rock on top of the hill, is that little boy, Sulo. He looks out across the countryside wistfully.
Are you sad because you don't like chocolate?
No, I'm sad because I miss my mother, Donald.
Oh.
I've been coming up here for the past few days and wondering if I'll see her. See her out there somewhere coming back. No one from the village has ventured farther than this point.
Ever?
No.
What's prevented that?
Preventing it?
Yeah, why wouldn't you just venture out further? For all you know, your mother is a scant mile away waiting for you to come find her.
A scant mile.
Well, Mayor Gorfo says that the village has everything we need. So no one really leaves.
Oh, I beg to differ, my friend. Your village doesn't have an ounce, not a lick of chocolate. How could it have everything you need?
I know about the chocolate. Yeah, we've been over the chocolate.
Well, I'm using it to connect with you. Maybe you don't like chocolate. Maybe you don't like chocolate. Maybe you're a fucking freak of nature who doesn't like chocolate. But what about candy canes? Have you candy canes in your small village?
No.
What about Turkish Delight? Well, there's a world of delicious confections waiting for you, and you need only venture outside of the safety of your village to find them. By the way, I'm a safe person.
Little Sulo's eyes light up. No, I've never had Turkish Delight.
Turkish Delight? Why, I must have some on my person. Oh, it must be here somewhere.
Can I make a feelings roll to see if I brought Turkish Delight with me? I feel like that's a rarer candy.
Branson, of course you can.
Yo, I got my laser feelings.
Whoa!
Shit, do you want to ask me a candy question?
I do.
Oh, Joe, did you know that the primary ingredient of Ferrero Rocher's isn't chocolate, but hazelnut?
You're asking me?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Well, now you do.
That's a great question.
Really good. Really good.
I realize that I'm not making enough use of that mechanic as, like, turning it on Joe. Like, did you know this thing?
But I do. So I pull Turkish Delight out of my pocket, and I've just got like a handful, just gobs of it. And I just pull out a little bit. I go,
here, try this. This is the treat that made Edmund break bad.
Okay. Without hesitating, Sulo puts a piece of the Turkish Delight in his mouth and he chews happily. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Good Lord. What is wrong with you? How do you not like the flavors, the taste of candy? What little boy doesn't love candy? And I'm trying hard not to, like, scare him, but I'm, like, my hair, my perfectly parted hair is, like, all askew. And I'm like, what's going on? What do you like to eat? What is your favorite flavor?
I don't know. Everything has always sort of tasted the same.
Tasted the same? Okay, something's wrong here.
What do you mean?
Something is wrong here. Things shouldn't taste the same. Forbidden foods should taste better than healthy foods.
No, I don't think so.
No, there should be an inverse relationship. The worse the food is for you, the better it should taste. The same way that there's no finer smell than the smell of gasoline. Be careful, though. It puts holes in your brain.
Okay. Well...
Still, a stray smell every now and then when you fill up your car, it's not the worst thing in the world.
So, I guess what you're saying is, I should try new things.
Yes, try new things. Escape your village. Go in search of new, exciting flavors.
Yeah, you're right. And who knows, maybe my mother is out there, just beyond this rock. And he holds his hand out, pointing into the distance. And as he does, Donald, his little hand disappears.
Pull it back.
Ooh. He does. His hand returns.
Okay. Don't go up here anymore. Everything I said was wrong. Don't leave the village.
What?
You know, you'll like die or something. Don't leave. Just stay in the village.
What do you mean?
Did you see what happened to your hand?
No.
Well, of course, because it disappeared. But you here, watch, and I'm gonna stick my hand through to demonstrate to him.
Donald, you stick your hand through, and it remains there, present, covered in chocolate.
Something's wrong.
You said that already.
I know, but before something was wrong in a different way, and now it's wrong in a more specific way. You have to go back into the middle of the village.
We're going to cut back to Katya and Mitzi. Katya, you're continuing to work on this antimatter power generator. You realize, though, as you're working on it, and it feels wonderful to work on this. It's like you've never gotten to really lay your hands on this kind of old-fashioned technology. This is the kind of engineering your parents used to do and tell stories about.
Yeah, this is Katya's like horse girl moment. Like, you
yes,
know,
absolutely.
Like patting the flank of the machine.
And as you're working, you know, you realize that it was emitting you were detecting this field of particles because this generator is under heavy use. There's a lot of power drain on this, and you realize for a village this small with this few people, they really shouldn't require this much energy. You go into the diagnostics, you're working on it, you know, you're digging deeper, and you find that over 90% of the power generator is being diverted to hollow emitters.
Hollow emitters, okay.
Just like the hollow zones of the CSS Cavalier.
This is very strange.
Mitzi takes the baguette out of her mouth. What?
You can chew and swallow.
Gulp.
I cannot watch you deep throat that thing one more time.
What?
There is a tremendous amount of energy being diverted to hollow generators, much like our holographic zones on the ships.
Oh my god.
Why would a town this small, so concerned with the simpler things of life, require such energy diversion to holographic technologies?
Beats me.
We cut back to Delicious Donald and Sulo on the rock. He says, no, you're right. I can't be held back. Not if I'm going to find my mom, the blacksmith. And he stands up on the rock.
No!
Donald, it's too late. He takes a jump off the rock into the meadow, into the fields unknown.
Oh,
and
no.
When he does, he disappears.
No! I fall to my knees. No, the welfare of the children is my main concern. It's why I feed them chocolatey confections. Oh, Donald, you fool. It's so clear to me now. My consumption of chocolate and sugars has made me a god who can travel anywhere, even beyond this dangerous realm. Oh, no. I have to warn the others.
Hi there, Space Jehovah here. Seems you've died and gone to heaven. Congrats. I just have to check a few things, make sure everything's in order. Yeah, we're actually the first fictional heaven with paperwork, can you believe it? Oh wait, what's this? It seems in life you never joined the Oh These Those Stars of Space Patreon. What happened? Did you know that it only cost $5 a month? And that $5 gets you access to a Patreon-exclusive episode each and every month? Original, exclusive adventures with Allie Fisher and others? Not to mention access to the These Those Discord and Oh These Those Chats of Show where the cast answers fan questions? Plus the pure joy of supporting independent artists? Even today before you died, you could have gone to patreon.com/ohthesethosestarsofspace link in the show notes and signed up in minutes? You knew all this and you still didn't? Sorry, friend, but that's got me feeling a little wrathful. I'm afraid you're gonna have to go to hell. And no, this isn't Rude Tales. My hell is not fun. If for some reason living mortals can hear this conversation, please don't be like this sinner. Join the These Those Patreon today. Thanks.
We cut back to the mill. Katya, you see the switch that would turn off the power to the holo emitters, which is something you would have to do if you're going to do any more serious work on repairing this power generator. But you worry that, I don't know, what if turning it off has some kind of unintended consequence?
I think she's going to turn it off. I think she... I honestly feel like she wouldn't even hesitate, unlike me.
The moment passes. There stands the button.
Click.
You hear the sound of an energy field powering down.
Mitzi, tell me if anything blinks off.
Okay, because you're underneath, you see just a ton of crumbs. Does Mitzi see anything blink off?
Before you do, Mitzi, I want you to make a feelings roll for me.
My number is 2. And I rolled a 5.
Nice.
I got a success, Joe.
Mitzi, it occurs to you that this baguette you're eating is especially bland.
Wow. That sucks.
She continues eating it, but she's very disappointed.
Mitzi, hello.
Okay, now she's looking around to see if anything like changes visually around her.
You're looking inside the mill?
Yeah. What she can see from where she's standing near Katya's feet.
Nothing inside the mill has changed.
Okay, hang on!
She lopes out the door.
Mitzi, you peek out into the village square and see that it is, in fact, quite different.
Oh my god. In what way?
The baker, with his tray like always?
Yeah?
Well, not anymore. He's gone.
Oh no.
There on the ground is an unattended tray.
Full of
baguettes.
Like never.
And they're being chewed on lazily by a variety of dirty dogs.
Like men or like dogs?
Dogs.
Oh, okay.
Cute. Those dogs I mentioned earlier that needed grooming?
They're eating the baguettes?
Yeah. But there's no human to shoo them away.
You're also going to see Donald bounding towards you. I'm bouncing in a panic towards you. Saying,
Mitzi! Mitzi! I've done it! I've gone and done it! I need to be executed!
Oh, no! Jeez!
I'm too powerful! Mitzi, I didn't mean to! All this blood on my hands! My ambient hate for this town and their lack of chocolate! I became as a god and I must have erased them from reality!
Oh, my god!
I'm sorry! I didn't mean to.
What have you done?
I don't know.
And I have, there's like, my hands are covered in, it looks like blood, but I like lick every finger. I go, strawberry.
So is it chocolate, strawberry, or blood?
It's strawberry. Strawberry syrup. Just like strawberry grenadine.
Delicious. I don't know what you've done.
I don't know either.
Come inside. Katya asked me a question and I need to respond to her. She said I needed to start doing that.
She runs inside.
I'm inconsolable, but sure.
Katya.
Katya is sitting up with her back against the machine and she's like, thank God, what if I had been crushed under this thing? Where'd you go?
Oh, I don't know. Well, everybody outside, the baker's gone. The baguettes are being eaten by dirty dogs. And Delicious may have killed someone who had strawberry for blood.
And I'm gonna bound into the room and say,
not quite. I didn't may have killed someone. I did. I killed everyone in the town. I didn't mean to. Katya, I'm so sorry.
Katya, I'm sorry.
Wait, both of you, wait. No more apologizing.
I mean, this warrants it.
I switched off the holo generator of this machine.
Oh no. They can't even have their breads and circuses now. I've eliminated everything.
Is it possible that the people in this town were holographs?
I don't know. I think it's more likely that I ate so much chocolate than I am as a god.
I disagree with you on a very scientific basis.
All right, rock, paper, scissors. We'll see who's right.
She walks past Delicious Donald and takes a look outside for herself.
Mitzi casts scissors.
I've cast paper. I'm a chocolate wrapper. And I go,
oh, well, good news for me.
Phew. Mitzi follows Katya.
Yeah, Donald does as well.
Yeah, the village square is empty. Everyone is gone. This was a place that was, you know, it had life. You know, there were people coming and going about their business, and now they've all disappeared, save for those dirty dogs.
This is fascinating.
I'm being hard on the dogs. They're not that dirty. They just, you know.
They're not in their best.
You don't need to groom a dog every day, but, like, their nails are getting a little long.
Katya looks around. She takes a few steps into the square. Hello? Gorfo? Sulo?
This is fascinating.
She kind of paces and she walks back into the mill, scratching her chin.
Before you walk back into the mill, Katya, can I have you make a lasers roll?
Yeah. Success.
You're about to walk back into the mill, Katya, and you see hiding down the street behind a large wooden crate. You just see a hint of those long green flowing robes that Gorfo was wearing.
She's going to stroll over.
You round the corner around this crate, and there, crouched, is Mayor Gorfo Richardson.
Oh, Katya, how's it going with the work on the generator?
Why are you playing hide and make seek?
Yeah.
Hello, Mitzi. I think it's a fun game to play. And also I do some of my best mayoring right here. I think of the best ideas for the town right here. And I, and that's how I invented the bike share program.
Oh.
Do your best ideas.
We have two bikes and everyone may share them.
Do your best ideas for the town include a holographic population?
Gulp.
That is at the mercy of a faulty and old piece of equipment? Could it be that the disappearances were in fact holograms blinking out of existence because your machine is not up to code?
She holds a wrench under his chin.
Yes. Yes, that's all possible. That's all very possible. That's all in fact likely. That's all in fact likely.
Got him, Katya. Nice.
And we cut to Donald back in the town square who hasn't ventured back in. And he's just, I got my chocolate stained hands out to the town. I say, return. Return.
Donald, make a feelings roll.
Okay. If this works. I did get a success.
Yeah, one of the dogs walks over to you.
Oh, good boy. Oh, don't touch my hands, though. They're stained in chocolate. Oh, the shaggy... Oh, you dirty dog. Oh.
We cut back to Katya and Mitzi.
What is your game here? Is this the only way you can win an election? By making up a constituency?
Oh, my God. That's disgusting.
Oh, come on. Did you have to get it in one?
You are a very sick... Very pathetic little man.
Roast him, Katya.
Say it.
You sound like everyone back on my home colony. So what? I had one dream, to be mayor.
Is there anyone else here? Does anyone else live on this planet?
The dogs.
The dirty dogs?
Well, don't blame the dogs. It's the dog groomer disappeared.
And we cut back to the town square, and I'm just being swarmed by the dogs, and I've got my hands up above my head. It's like,
no, dogs, no! Stay away from my chocolatey hands! Oh, no, in my chocolatey pockets! Whatever will I do?
Donald, make a feelings roll.
Okay. Fuck yeah, I got my laser feelings.
Ooh.
Do you want to ask me a question, Donald?
Yes. Did you know that originally chocolate was a drink?
I guess I did, yeah.
It's the same sword. Okay, well, you knew. Well, then I got my answer. Yes.
Donald, in this moment of crisis, you remember your chocolatier's pledge, where you took an oath to never make a dog sick. And you collect yourself and you combat roll out from the dogs.
That's right. I go into like Sonic mode. I'm just like a pink little ball spinning, and I blast away from the dogs, not harming any of them, and firing into the shed.
What?
Wait, where
shed?
Are they? They're in like a,
oh, the mill?
The mill? The mill.
Yeah.
I've been picturing a shed.
I knew what you said.
And I blast into the shed, and I bounce off of it and into the mill.
We cut back to Mitzi and Katya.
Yes, it's true. I wanted to be mayor on my home colony, but no one respected me. They didn't like my ideas.
I explode into the mill. Hello!
They're outside the mill.
I walk out, dusting my hands. Hello!
You might as well hear this, too. They didn't respect me. We don't need a bike share, they said. And so I got 0 votes.
This is not reason.
I'm not done.
Oh, I wonder why people didn't vote for you.
Hey, it was a crushing defeat.
Did you run on anything other than bike share?
Well, I wanted to hold more lavish feasts.
But your food tastes of nothing.
Well, that's because all the cooks here and the bakers are all holograms. They can't taste, so they don't know how to make anything taste good.
Holograms? That explains it, of course. Of course, just like Katya said earlier, but I just wanted my thing to be true so badly. I wondered why you were still here. I hated you most of all.
Huh?
You were the first person here to tell me that you don't have chocolate, so of course I hated you. I hated you so bad. Oh, I wanted you gone.
Anyways, so yes, I may have helped myself to an antimatter power generator, come to this uninhabited planet, and recreated my home colony. All of the townsfolk I loved so dearly and wanted to lead, and only made one small difference to each of them. I made them willing to vote for me.
You also made them figments of light and sound and electronic pulses.
Well, sure, but when you get down to it, isn't that's all that's in our brains? They all had free will. They all had lives. To them, their goings-on, their daily lives were just as important as yours are to you.
No, you wretched man, villain and scoundrel. You made people unable to taste the delicious things that life has to offer. Why, I fed a boy Turkish delight and he was unmoved. That is an affront.
It's not my fault that holograms can't taste.
Actually, the newer models can generate holograms that are capable of tasting. You just have a very old piece of machinery. Yes.
30 isn't old.
Katya just shoots Mitzi a look.
Mitzi is...
is backwards.
I don't know what to say. On behalf of the Vanguard, I feel like as though you should be arrested for crimes against humanity.
What crimes?
Creating a counterfeit society in order to give yourself power.
Creating people unable to taste chocolate.
Who have I hurt?
Them.
You hurt the holograms. You said that
I hurt them?
You said that they had lives and opinions.
Uh-huh.
And you created them. And then you did not service your machine. And then they started disappearing.
What you have done, you have to understand. What you have done is an evil unnameable. You have made these people capable of wanting and dreaming and desiring, and you've walked them right up to the edge of an oasis, unable to step inside of it, unable to taste the fruits of chocolate that make life worth living.
Yeah, and I also agree with all of this, because they're people. People who are holograms. And it wasn't fair of you, and you shouldn't have done it. I also have a point of view.
Thank you, Mitzi. Listen, I don't want... It's not my fault. I made requests. I made many, many impassioned requests for a technician to come here, and no one did.
Who did you contact?
You know, the Holotron Warranty Department. What do you want from me?
Just say you're a dummy and give me your machine so I could take it back to spaceship.
Take it back? But what about the village? I'll be all alone.
No, you won't. You've got all these cool, dirty dogs.
Katya scratches her head and she sort of starts like pacing away from him and she's thinking,
I could fix the machine. I could fix the machine and I could give you a way to contact me so that if it ever needed service again, instead of letting people vanish and experience terror, you could contact me and I could come service it again.
Really? You mean it?
I don't know what best case scenario is for a man like you. I'm starting to think that I have laid it out for you exactly.
That would be wonderful to have the whole village back. It would mean so much, and it would mean so much to them. They love their lives here. Everyone's very happy.
Are they?
Yes, everyone. From the dog groomer all the way to the blacksmith, who is a woman.
Kacha nods.
Big thumbs up.
Big thumbs up.
We love that.
Okay, I will do it for her, but I will make a small programming adjustment.
Huh?
My face lights up. Is it true?
She pats Donald on the shoulder and gets back to work.
Oh, I love chocolate, milk and dark and white. I love chocolate. Those who don't love it, I fight.
You know, Donald, it was our very own Hollow Baker who came up with the gum cubes.
Really?
Yes.
So of course they have a soul.
Thank you.
You know what? Ultimately, I am on your side. What you did was terrible, unthinkable. But it led to,
I used my sleight of hand. I've stolen a few gum cubes.
You've invented these marvelous gum cubes, which I will be taking back to the CSS Cavalier. Finally, gum cubes that don't go rolling.
Please do. You could build things out of them, you know.
A home. Finally, a place for delicious Donald to sleep.
Kacha has gone back to the mill and is working away, confidently reassembling the machine, tightening bolts, reprogramming. She's in her element.
Katya, please make a prepared lasers roll. Mitzi, are you helping?
Yeah.
Okay, Katya, you can roll a third time.
Ooh. I did that.
Two successes and a failure. I'm guessing the failure was Mitzi's. It was the last roll. It was the last one, so.
Wow.
There's only one number. There's only one way for me to fail that roll, and it was the last one after Joe was like, oh, you can roll a third time for Mitzi.
We see Kacha's hands as she, like, fixes everything, and Mitzi, like, puts a monkey wrench into the frame and is, like, batted away.
Katya, you are able to draw on your years of experience, and yes, you do repair the power generator. It is now running at 94% efficiency.
She's humming a little folk song from her childhood as she works.
Wow. Katya's successful fixing of the machine in celebration. Mitzi runs outside and plays with the dogs. Yay! Whee!
Mitzi, can you make a feelings roll for me?
Absolutely. I got a 3. It's a success.
You have a great time with the dogs.
I knew it. It's a really long montage. It's longer than the rest of the
just
episode.
Turn this episode
she found
off.
Her thing. Run.
Yeah, turn it off for an hour and just imagine a woman having fun with dogs.
Listeners, we'll see you in an hour. And we're back.
Mitzi is tired.
Okay, so Kacha comes out from behind the machine. She claps the dust off her hands. She gives it one last polish, and she flicks on the holographic generator.
With a rattle, it springs back to life. You hear the sound of the holo generators powering up. And then, one by one, all of the villagers reappear. There's the baker. He shakes his head and then bends over and picks up his now empty tray, like always. There's the dog groomer. She appears next to Mitzi and is shocked at the state of these dogs. They should all be perfectly groomed. There, across the square, you see a woman with her hair held up by a handkerchief. Big gloves for handling hot metals. Yes, that's right. It's the blacksmith.
Kacha nods at her.
Big thumbs up.
Yeah,
big thumbs up.
She does that like, okay, face.
And by her side, little Sulo.
Aww.
Mother, you're back. Mm-hmm. He jumps into her arms.
So strong.
So competent.
Mayor Gorfo comes into the mill.
Thank you. Thank you all. I know you may not all agree with everything about our little village, but everyone here loves it very much.
Katja gives him her Dom Space friend code.
I've never even gotten Katja's Dom Space friend code.
Those are linked to our bank accounts.
Contact me if this machine ever needs servicing. Do not let these people vanish again.
I won't. I'll add you.
And don't have sex with any of them.
What?
That would be weird.
I am married.
Okay, look. Just tell us you're not going to have sex with any of them.
I definitely won't have sex with them, including my wife.
Oh, boy. Okay.
You see a lovely woman crossing the square in mayor's wife robes.
Unmistakable.
Here is hoping I do not live to regret this.
She sees you and runs across the square waving. Darling, the strangest thing happened. I was...
She has a big mayor sash that says wife on it.
Yeah. I was eating my toast and I put some jam on it and it tasted like strawberries.
Katja pats, gives a little shoulder punch to Donald.
Tasted like strawberries, you said?
Mm-hmm, yes.
And I'm going to run to the center of town and say, good people of the town, listen up.
Yes, what? Yeah, what? What?
Your hellish days of agony are over.
And I'm going to, do a move. I'm going to put my hands into my apron and I pull them out and I spray like Sonic when like all of his rings go out when he's been hit. I just spray candy everywhere. Chocolate.
Donald, those dogs are still in the square.
Okay, I do it though. I spray chocolate and candy and candy canes and Turkish delight everywhere. But seeing now that I've thrown chocolate out and there's dogs everywhere, I've thrown it and I immediately go back into the ball like Sonic. And I zoom around, bumping the dogs out of the way. And go boom, 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 bumping them out away from the chocolate so they can't eat it.
Okay, you definitely also bumped Mitzi out of the way because she was in there hanging with the dogs.
The people, surprised, they reach down to the dirt ground and pick up all this chocolate. And they put it in their mouths.
Still wrapped.
Yes, that's the traditional way.
And they stare in wonder. Wow, this is incredible. What is this? It tastes so chocolatey.
That's chocolate, my friends. That's chocolate. Sing with me. I love chocolate. Milk and dark and white. I love chocolate. Those who don't love it, I fight. Aha!
Are you doing the I love to laugh song from Mary Poppins?
Yes, I am.
We fade now back to the teleporter room on the CSS Cavalier. We watch as our three heroes teleport back to their home in the stars. But one of them is looking a little different, Mitzi.
Oh?
Yes, your hair. Why, it's got a lovely shine to it.
Oh my gosh, Mitzi's hair is brushed and glossy as she arrives in the teleporter room. There's three judges, and they all hold up a 10. On a little card, because they judge people by appearance when they reappear on the ship.
They've been talked to about it like hundreds of times.
You've got to stop doing this. And they're like, people love it.
But even though Mitzi's a 6, they all give her 10s.
They give her a 10 for being a 6, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's a perfect 6.
Yeah.
That's how it works, yeah. Katja turns to Donald.
No?
And she says, preempted as always. And she says, you know, it's strange. I am not sure what made the inhabitants of that town suddenly taste strawberries and chocolate.
Didn't you upgrade it?
Oh, I upgraded it.
We cut to a year from now, down on that little planet, Gritho 4. There, the librarian, returned after that mysterious disappearance, counts the votes. 48? 49? Yes, that's it. Blacksmith has it. Sulo's mom, our new mayor.
Big thumbs up. She doesn't have a name.
Big thumbs up.
Big thumbs up!
Yay!
The feminist win of Nameless Woman was elected.
Didn't even speak.
Standing on a rocky hill, Gorfo, ex-mayor, looks at the stars and shakes his fists.
You've made an enemy of me, Katya Bushnikova.
Yay!
I will be mayor again!
What adventure lies next amongst those Stars of Space? Those Stars of Space stars Allie Fisher, Branson Reese, Carly Minardo, Christopher Hastings, Tim Platt, and Joe Lepore as everything and everyone else. Those Stars of Space is edited by Sam Grant, designed by Joe Lepore, and produced by Joe Lepore at Bucket of Milk, with the support of our patrons and our Rear Admiral, Lucas Wagner. Our theme and additional music is composed by Huge Today. See you next time, Cosmic Voyagers, for another story from Those Stars of Space.